Hey, today, Bezos, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parakeh Mishnah Gimel. Ateres Kira, the rim at the roof of a Kira, Tahora, is considered to be Tahar because most people don't attach rims to the roof of their Kira. So if you just decided to spitz up your Kira a little bit, that's not really part of the Kira. Tira Satanur, the Tira of a Tanur, which is like next to the oven, they would put some hot bread as soon as you take it out of the oven and have this little compartment to put it in. That's the tiras hatanur bismanshi gavava arba tzvachim. If it's four tzvachim high, mitam maguba avir, it's tame through maga and also through avir, through the airspace of it. Pchusa mikan, but if it's less than four tzvachim high, tahora, then it does not become, it's not mekabel tuma at all. Im chubralo, if this little area was attached to the oven, even if it's sitting on three different rocks instead of sitting on the ground, so it's not really so connected, tameya, it's going to be tamei even if it's less than four tefachim high, because it's then part of the oven. Beis hapach, a holder that holds a pach of shemen, a flask of oil, beis hatavlin, a beis haner, and a holder that holds spices or a lamp or a ner, right, which is a lamp. Shabakira that are attached to the side of Akira, mitamin b'maga ve'in mitamin ba'afir, can contract tumma with maga, but not with the airspace. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon mitahir, but Rabbi Shimon says that they're tahar even if the kira becomes tame through maga. Nevertheless, these ancillary pieces are going to be tahar because there was never a din midrabanan that it becomes tame through the tumma of the Kira. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid. Tanush Husak Mechorov. If you heat an oven from the outside of the oven rather than from the inside of the oven, O Shuhusak Shalaladaito, or it was heated on the inside, but the owner didn't know about it, O Shuhusak Bebesu Uman, or it was heated up by the Uman who was making the oven, Tameh. So that's it. It's a Gemar Malacha, and it's able to become Tameh. It got to the necessary temperature to define Gemar Malacha. Maisa Shnafladeko Batanuri Kfar Signa. One time there was a fire that broke out, and it was in the oven factory of Kfar Signa, Uva Maisa Liavna, and they asked the Shailin Yavna, Vitimin Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says it's Gemar Malacha, got heated up, even if it was just a fire that broke out. That's considered to be heated up to the point that it's a Gemar Malacha. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that an Atara that you may add to a Kira is not really part of the Kira. The little add-ons that you have to a Tanur where you're going to hold the bread, if it's a certain size, it's independent and does not contract tuma with the tanur, but less than that, it's considered part of the tanur. Unless it's mechuber, then it's automatically part of the tanur. And we had little add-ons to a kira as well, a little thing, a little holder for the oil and for the ner and for other things that are mitame b'maga, but not mitame ba'avir, according to Rabbi Meir. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, is tahar entirely. And then in Mishnah Dalid, we spoke about that if a tanur gets to the requisite heat to have a gemar malacha, regardless of why it got to that requisite heat, whether it was with your intention, without your intention, even if a fire broke out in the oven factory, it is now mekabel tuma. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Hey.